Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, John 8:32 says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Are you free in the truth? Would you feel the truth is binding you? It's because you are not obeying the truth willfully, but being forced. And if you understand from your heart that it is blessed, it is blessing to follow the truth, then it is not hard to follow the truth. So in any case, you will choose the way of the truth. You will know that it is the way of glory. So when you are able to willfully follow the truth, then it is when the truth sets you free. So if you First John chapter 3 verses 21 to 22 says, "Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we seek, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight." I hope through the message today you will enjoy the freedom in the truth. The Word of God is not given to us to give us a hard time, to lay a burden on us. No, it is way of blessing to give us heavenly kingdom. But listening to this message, why aren't we happy? Why are we sometimes nervous why do we feel pressured? It's because we are not standing on the truth properly. Before, we were slaves of sin, slaves of the devil. And yet we didn't even know we were going the way of death. It was natural for us to commit sins. It was more comfortable throwing temper tantrums. We couldn't even imagine blessing those who were giving us a hard time. We thought we were like fools. So that is why we fought back, we argued back, and we tried to win the argument. But the word of the truth doesn't say so. If somebody strikes you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. But hearing it doesn't mean we will be able to do it. We heard it, but we didn't have the strength to do it. Then in that state, you might feel the word of truth is a bit hard or burdensome. Because you know it, but you can't put it into action. You know it is blessing, but you can't put it into action just yet. So because there is this struggle between the truth and untruth, you feel a bit hard, a bit pressured, a bit burdensome, rather than feeling you have freedom of truth. But the truth will set you free. You know it. And if you obey it completely, you can enjoy true freedom. Those who are good at swimming, they like water. But those who are not good at swimming, they are afraid of water. So, in resorts, places, in vacation spots, maybe you enjoy swimming. But those who are not good at swimming, those who can't swim, they are afraid of water. Sometimes it's not even the depth where you can drown. But it's the depth is less than your height, but sometimes they really kind of drown. And they some of them say, I heard somebody say, they thought they were going to drown. And if it's less than their height, the depth is less than their heart, they can just breathe. They can just jump or something. But because they can't swim freely, because they are afraid, they... So, but it can never happen. So, some teachers, swimming instructors, they say, it is much more difficult to go down if you relax because of the air and everything. You know, those who are good at swimming, they find it more difficult to drown, to go down, to sink. So it is more difficult to sink than float. So it's in the same way. In the same way, the truth, if you live in the truth, if you are practicing the truth, you'll feel it's, you're more free, freer. But if you don't put it into practice, you know it, but if you don't put it into practice, you... So if you don't feel the freedom of truth, it means you're not obeying it willfully, completely. So I hope you will learn the way to practice the truth so that you will have the freedom of truth. In the last session, I talked about the... having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And today I'm going to talk about shield of faith. Ephesians 6:16 says, in addition to all taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Even if you have all the gospel, the sword, and breastplate, if you don't have the shield, probably you'll be attacked and killed pretty soon. Especially when they have flaming arrows. If they, you know, even the breastplate can't protect you completely because they come from a distance. It's pretty strong. So as you look at the video clip here, without the shield, it's going to be hard to protect yourself. So especially when the arrows are coming from a distance, and it'll have the acceleration, and especially when there are hundreds and thousands of arrows. So in those movies or You can see that they protect themselves with a shield. And they have to be standing in an array. You know, they can't just scatter everywhere. But if they stand together and protect themselves with the shields, they can block all the arrows. So the devil, they are attacking us with the flaming arrows. So we must have shields to protect ourselves in these cases, and it's the same in the truth. This means the devil will attack us, like as in with the flaming arrows. I'm not saying all the time, but there are times when the devil will try to attack us. Of course, God the Father protects us. The Holy Spirit helps us. The Lord is interceding for us. So mostly we will have peaceful days, but sometimes we might have these attacks of the devil, as in with the flaming arrows. And yet if we have the shields, we can protect ourselves. And God is telling us to have the shield of faith. And it means faith is that important. We can be saved only with faith. We can create something out of nothing only with faith. We know that God is our Father only with faith. And that only with faith, God seals us as His children. Do you have this faith that God is your Father? And you are His children? If you have that faith, no matter what kind of tests and trials you might face, you can overcome anytime. What is faith? You believe in the living God, and because you are children of God, as long as you are right in the sight of God, God will protect us all the time. And you believe in this, you believe this fact. So what do we believe? We believe in God, we believe in the Word of God, and we apply the Word of God in our lives. Then we'll have all the answers. So, what is our situation here? We trust the shepherd because God is guaranteeing, attesting to His ministry. God uses men of faith. God shows His power only through the men of faith. God might, if God shows Himself to human beings, God doesn't show Himself to men and tell them to believe Him. No, He doesn't do that. He works through signs and wonders and miracles so that they can believe. Those who are good-hearted can believe in God. But the power of God is not just given to any random person, but it is only given to those who have faith, who are holy. God doesn't heal anybody through sinners. That is the Word of God in the Bible. So if you believe in God, you believe His Word too. So the Word of God is like a formula, mathematical formula. It's like a function. If you put into some variables, then you get the fixed answer. So God has shown us so many signs and wonders, extraordinary things. So we know that we trust. We know that God is guaranteeing our shepherd. So we trust our shepherd. So this is the answer we are getting from the Word of God. Not just with your own ideas, not just because of somebody else's words. We have to go back to the Word of God in the Bible. We have to put it into the formula of the Word of God. If you don't receive the answer to your prayers, it means there is something wrong with your faith or your prayers. So you have to find the answer. We have to find out the reason, the cause. So you, anything that was against the Word of God, you can repent and then God will give you the answer. So faith is to apply the Word of God in your lives. With faith, you can go to heaven. With faith, you can receive the answers to your prayers and you can prevent all kinds of diseases. You can receive blessings when you come in and when you go out with faith. And you'll be blessed as the head and not the tail. And also with faith, you can subdue and destroy the camps of the devil, camp of Satan. And only with faith, you can show the power of God, the signs and wonders. Those who are tempting you, those who are deceiving you, those who are saying something, some things to you, do they show signs and wonders? Who would you trust? How would you be able to discern between among the words? Can they, doesn't God know everything? Doesn't God know the depth of each one's heart? No, I don't, that's not the case. God knows everything. God sees everything. Whatever sin you commit in dark places, God knows everything. So you can't pass judgment or condemnation on anybody. You can't say who is right or who is wrong. You can only evaluate what is guaranteed by God. This is the way of God. But some people, they say some things to you. They believe, you believe them? Did they show signs and wonders? Did they give you blessings? Did they give you answers to your prayers when they prayed? Do you trust them because they did that? You trust the words of the shepherd. And why? So who are you trusting? You have the word of God, the truth. So you have to follow the way of the truth. What does the Bible say? The Bible precisely tells us about what kind of men of, who men of God are and who false prophets are. And the word of the shepherd, it was truthful, it was guaranteed by God, it shows the evidence. And the evidence is being shown even right now through the handkerchief. Isn't this what God is telling us? Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Listen to the voice of God. God is clearly telling you, so clearly. And how come you're not hearing the voice of God, but hear the words of a man, and you lose faith and you lose grace, and the enemy devil works through those words. This is like the flaming arrows of the devil. So how do you protect yourself with the shield of faith? Psalm 37 verse 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Hebrews 11 6 says, and without faith it is impossible to please Him. So they are a match. So you can please God with faith, then God will give you the desires of your heart. And you can give glory to God only when you have faith. The enemy devil stand against the man of God through those in power. Elijah had Elijah had confronted 850 prophets of Baal and Asherah. And as I said in 1 Kings 18:39, the Lord is God, the Lord is God. When he brought down fire from heaven, the people proclaimed, the Lord is God, the Lord is God. And Elijah had this shield of faith. And did he quarrel or argue with anybody? No.
Saramun, 믿음으로 하나님을 기쁘시게 들으므로 하나님 앞에 응답과 축복을 받아서 원수망에서 나는 하나님의 사람을 공격하여 하나님의 영광을 가리우려 하고 하나님이 살아계시지 않는 것처럼 하려 합니다. 그러나 하나님의 사람들은 죽음의 자리에서도 믿음으로 하나님을 기쁘시게 드려서 하나님께 영광을 돌리고 하나님의 사람들이 어떻게 선으로 승리하는지를 보여주고 계십니다. 다니엘 선지자와 세 친구들도 마찬가지이지요.
It's the same with Daniel and his three friends. They showed the unchanging faith. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, or they were thrown into the fiery furnace, but they kept their faith.
하나님만을 믿고 의지하는 그들의 신실한 믿음을 보신 하나님께서 어찌 감히
And God saw their faith.
그들의 머리털 하나라도
so, And God protected them.
살아나올 수 있도록 역사해 주셨고 이전보다
Not even a single hair was singed.
또한 하나님께서 크게 영광을 받으시죠. 그냥 이런 선한 사람 하나님의 사람들이 어려움을 당하고
And God was glorified.
죽음의 자리에서 죽음을 모면하는 것으로 끝난다면 이 시험과 어려움을 당할 이유가 없잖아요. 그런데 그것으로 끝난 것이 아니라 이들을 더 높이시고 영광의 자리로 세우십니다. 그것만 하십니까?
And God raised them up and God was glorified. And through kings and those in power God let those in power profess that God is the only God. God is great. So God is glorified through the tests that are allowed to the men who have no sin. When they show faith, God raises them up and God receives glory and He reveals glory. And He gives heavenly rewards to those who overcome. So the way of God is different from those of men. God sometimes allows the devil to attack men of God because He knows that the man of God will show faith with the shield of faith. So what is it to react, respond with faith? It is to quietly follow the truth. It is to sacrifice ourselves. It's to serve others. It's to bless even the evil ones. And to keep our faith. No matter what. So with this faith, we can protect ourselves and overcome. And to protect ourselves, maybe some might think there shouldn't be any tests if tests are prevented. But God sometimes allows the attacks of the devil to happen. But you But you respond with faith anyway and you overcome. The faith of Elijah, Daniel and his three friends, it was so great. They were pushed to the edge of the cliff. And if they take a step back, then they'll fall. They didn't think, oh, God will not push me down. Because if I take a step back, I will fall. They didn't think in this way. Daniel didn't think, oh, probably God will, just before I am thrown into the lion's den, God will save me. Although he didn't think that way. He knew he was going to die by throwing into the lion's den. And yet he still followed the way of God. He just went the way of death, knowing it is the way of death. That is faith. And our shepherd also has done the same in the history of Manmin. if you reveal the spiritual realm, there would be attacks in you. And yet he still went away. But he knew our faith was going to increase through those trials and tests and through by seeing the spiritual realm. He knew that was the way to way for us to grow our faith. We can go to New Jerusalem because he took up all the sufferings just to be saved with faith. He doesn't have to show to us so many signs and wonders, the power of God. He doesn't have to reveal the spiritual realm. He doesn't have to do any of all those things. If he just shows a little, some part of God, so we can have faith and we can go to heaven. But New Jerusalem, not everybody can go to New Jerusalem. You have to understand the spiritual realm in depth. And you have to understand even the origin of God. That is why he gave us the lectures on Genesis and also lectures of Revelation, Book of Revelation. Other pastors, some pastors, they say, you don't have to read the Book of Revelation. It's got nothing to do with your salvation. You don't have to know all that to be saved. Yes, it's true, but in order to go to New Jerusalem, you can't have that kind of faith. You have to have great faith, great measure of faith. You have to love God to the utmost degree. Just being a Christian, just coming to church on Sunday. You can't go to New Jerusalem just by not committing sins. We have to cut off the world completely. You have to gather every night to pray. And you have to cast away sins from your nature too. But if you don't like it, you might forsake your faith, desert your faith, even after experiencing a lot of miracles and other things. So if you are kind of a being forced or dragged into this kind of a faith life, you might be attacked by the devil. You can be saved when you live by the word of God. But we don't want to have only the little measure of faith just to be saved. We are going this narrow way to go to New Jerusalem. And if you give up, if you feel it is hard and give up, that's not, you can't go to New Jerusalem. So the devil might, Satan might speak to you. You don't have to go to New Jerusalem. And if somebody tempts you this way, you should understand that they are dragging you out of New Jerusalem so that you'll be able to overcome with faith. Heaven is forever. And would you want to be just go to paradise where there's no reward, there's no house, personal house? Or would you want to go to New Jerusalem, which is the most beautiful in the heavenly kingdom, in all heavenly dwelling places? So you shouldn't fall away from going the way, a narrow way of New Jerusalem. No, in case of Daniel, if he stopped praying just for a little bit, he could still be saved. But he couldn't dare disappoint God. So he rather chose the way of death than to disappoint God. You may think it is such a fool. why would they do that? Why would they become, why would they be so legalistic? But it is to please God. How can those who have little faith understand or evaluate those who have great faith? It can be evaluated only by God, only by the Word of God. Who would evaluate our faith? Those who don't even pray, will they evaluate, you know, those Christians who don't even pray? Will they evaluate us? Criticize us? Can the students who get the 50%, can they evaluate those who get 70%, 80%, 90%? Why do you study so hard? They should study. Why, if they say, oh, grades are not everything, why do you have to study so hard? Then would you have to listen to them? So whatever is not right according to the truth, whatever is not right according to the Bible, you don't have to obey. Pray continually. Cast away, do away with all forms of evil. It's the Word of God. So the Word of God is taught here and we obey the Word of God. And those who don't even cast away sins, what do they say? Oh, they're, oh, Manmin church members, they are legalistic. They are living like living in the Old Testament. You don't have to listen to those remarks. You're not even going through difficulties like Daniel. He chose the way to please God with faith, even though it meant his death. He never compromised. So I hope we will have this kind of faith too. And there's a little bit of a difference between the faith of Daniel and that of his three friends. His three friends, they didn't obey the command of the king to bow down before an idol. So even if it meant their death, they wouldn't bow down before an idol. And when they spoke to the king, they said, we can't bow down before the idol you set up. And king said, will the God you believe in be able to save you? I have the authority to save you or not. I can kill you. I have the authority, power to throw you into the fiery furnace and kill you. So you have to listen to me. So if you listen to me now, I will let you live. I have this power. And they said, that is not true. Even if you go to the fiery furnace, God can save us. And he will save us. And even if he doesn't, and even if not, they will not bow down before an idol. So God will, they were saying God will save us because we follow the way of God. And then they said, even if not, we will not bow down. So what is the difference between them and Daniel? It is faith that they will, God will save us. God will be able to save us. But there is this little bit of a difference. The three friends. And yet still it's such a great faith. So you get, our shepherd could have realized this difference in this little bit of faith between Daniel and his three friends, because he has a great measure of faith, and he wants us to achieve a greater measure of faith. What about the faith of Abraham? Hebrews 11:19 says, he considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type. Abraham believed God could raise Isaac up even if he was burnt into ashes. Abraham didn't hesitate to use a knife on Isaac to give him as a burnt offering. And we can see that God watched Abraham until the end. If you change midway, it is not faith. God knew that Abraham was going to obey him until the end. And yet he allowed this test, and he watched him obey, and he was pleased, set him up as the father of faith, and he blessed him so much. So in order for our faith to grow, there should be tests. It is to prove that we have faith before the eyes of the devil as well. Some people, they look like they have good faith, but in tests they fall, they stumble. It means their faith was not true. Men of faith, they had faith until they were pushed down the edge of the cliff. It's not that they were saved right before the edge. They were actually pushed away from the edge. It might look like God is not protecting them.
Verse
But they still had faith. Sometimes they actually fall down from the edge. And yet they still keep their faith.
And
if you watch, see in a movie or something, when they fall from the edge, they scream or say some things, but even men, in case of men of faith, even when they are falling from the edge, they still give thanks to God. Some people, they draw a line. And if the situation goes over the line, they desert their faith. And they go to the world. They are not even pushed away from the edge. Pushed down the edge. But if it looks like they are being pushed toward the edge, they desert their faith. And of course, it's not true faith. True faith is that even if you have to fall down the edge, fall down the cliff, you will choose that way. Because you believe in God, you, and you rely on Him. And if you have this kind of faith, you will you'll be able to receive answers to anything. You will overcome anything. Sometimes they fall from their faith, even after they see, they have seen the signs and wonders and miracles. And they, even after having experienced the grace of God. It's because they didn't have true faith. So what do we have to do to have true faith? In order to have a true faith and faith, shield of faith, you have to obey. You have to obey the truth. You have to try to cast away evil in obedience to the word of God, so your faith will grow. Because the Bible tells us to love, we love. Because the Bible tells us to hate the world, we hate the world, and we fill ourselves with spiritual things. So when you overcome tests with faith, so there should be tests for your faith to increase. When you overcome the test, your faith will grow, increase, and then you will have some peaceful moments, peaceful time. And then later there will be a momentary test. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 6 to 7 says, in this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So I hope you will overcome all the tests with faith.
그런데 믿음이 더 크고 하나님께 인정받은 하나님의 사람들은 이제 개인적인 마귀의 공격
And those who have great faith
하나님의 영광을 위해 더 많은 영혼을 구원
They are tested not for their personal growth but for the kingdom of God.
공격을 받기도 합니다. 앞서 말씀드린 엘리야도 하나님의
In case of Elijah he was persecuted because he proclaimed the will of God.
당하셨지요. 하지만 오직 믿음으로 승리하셨고
But he overcame with faith anyway. And he obeyed God in the cases where you can't really obey. He could obey because he had faith. And faith is to believe in something that is not tangible or visible right now.
하지만 눈에 보이지 않는다 해서 육신의 생각을 동원한다면 순종이 따르지 않고 내 이론과
So if you have your own ideas, you won't be able to obey.
그러나 이해되지 않아도
So even if you don't understand right now,
이런 상황에서 순종하는 것이 진정한 순종이요 믿음이 성장하는 것입니다.
You have to obey. That is true obedience. God told Moses to part the Red Sea, and with human thought, human ideas, how could anybody do that? But when he obeyed, it was parted. They obeyed to step into the Jordan River that is flooding. So when they obeyed, God himself became their shield. When you obey with faith, God becomes your faith, your shield. And it is possible only when you obey. It is the case with Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat of the southern kingdom of Judah. They were attacked by an allied enemy. They were in a difficult situation. They proclaimed a fast because they couldn't win the war. It was clear, crystal clear that they were going to lose. So, Jehoshaphat relied on God completely. And he proclaimed a fast. So through the mouth of Ahaziel in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 15, Do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. And verse 17 says, You need not fight in this battle. Station yourselves, stand and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out to face them, for the Lord is with you. If you just go out to face them, God will take care of you. If they had any fleshly thoughts, they wouldn't have been able to obey. God promised them victory. But he didn't say, you don't have to go out to the war. I will just take care of everything. So that they could have hidden themselves and just watched. But God said, you go out to face them tomorrow. Then God will fight for you. And if you have fleshly thoughts, God said, If you have fleshly thoughts, maybe you're not going to believe that God is going to take care of you. You might worry that if you face them, you'll be killed. But going out to face them, that is the justice, rules of justice. You have to do something on your part. You have to do your part. So, and if they were afraid, maybe they didn't go out to face the enemy. Then that is disobedience. But because they believed in God completely, they went out to the war to face the enemy, and they did something that was pleasing in the sight of God, even though it was not ordered by God. Faith is not just committing to God everything and not doing anything. You have to do your part. With joy and thanksgiving, you have to do your part as well. And when Jehoshaphat believed in God, and he said to the people, "Put your trust in the Lord your God and you'll be established. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed." And Jehoshaphat put the choir at the front line, and the people obeyed. They were going out to war, and because they believed in God who was going to give them victory, Jehoshaphat put the choir to praise God. And so the people obeyed, and they won the victory. And senior pastor, when he was explaining this, he asked a question. If we were in this kind of a situation, if the shepherd asks the choir and the Nisei orchestra to stand in the front line and for all the members to stand and face the enemy, you might even be killed by the sword and arrows. And in that kind of situation, if the shepherd is telling us to go forward, what would we do? Choir and Nisei orchestra? Would you go out in the front line, even if you can get killed by the sword or the arrows? So with that faith, you cut off the world, protect the shepherd, and this is to be the choir in holy robes. And when senior pastor was explaining this, he said, "Elders, workers, leaders, if senior pastor asks us, without even arming ourselves, because God is going to give us the victory, even without the weapons, would you say, 'Oh, senior pastor, what if we get killed? How can we do that?' Is there any elder, leader, any member who's going to say that?" It's not my words, but the senior pastor's words, exactly his words themselves. Is there anybody who's going to ask me that question? No. If you're willing to obey the shepherd, I hope you would obey this message, because I'm not delivering my message, but I'm only delivering the message of the shepherd. Then we'll only have victory in this spiritual battle. Senior pastor says, God's way is different from men's ways. We've seen it so many times. We might think we should have peace all the time, but sometimes we might face flaming arrows of the devil. But through those attacks of the devil, our faith increases. And once we overcome and win the victory, we will gain the honor. God will receive glory. We'll receive more blessings. So they might wish that they will have peace all the time, but they will be at ease and they won't have any improvement. So sometimes through tests and trials, we'll be able to look into ourselves so that we can improve.
오직 믿음으로 방패 삼아 순종하면 하나님께서 승리케 해 주시지요. 바로 여호사밧과 백성들에게는
In case of Jehoshaphat and the people,
즉 믿음의 방패가 있었다.
They had this shield of faith. And because of they had this shield, they could obey.
그러니 결과가 어떠했습니까? 믿음대로 역사해 주시는 하나님께서는 적군 안에
So what was the result? God created some kind of chaos within the enemy forces so they would kill each other. And through that, all the neighboring countries became afraid of Israel. They didn't even have to fight. So because they killed themselves, they destroyed themselves. They took all the spoils of war, so much of them. And the neighboring countries, they acknowledged God too. So 2 Chronicles 20:30 says, So the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God gave him rest on all sides. Seeing the victory of Jehoshaphat, victory given through God, they became afraid of God, because they knew God was protecting them. So they had peace. You might think no test is good, but tests are actually the ways to blessings. So we have seen and heard a lot of things, but we have to make them our own. So many words of blessings are given in the Bible. Or when you are praising God or praying. God gave you a lot of words of blessings, but you believed only when things were in agreement with your own thoughts. And that is not faith. So that way you can't enjoy true peace and true faith. The sons of Israel, they heard the word of God through Moses. They saw so many signs and wonders. But they couldn't cultivate it as their own faith. That is why they couldn't obey. They saw the 10 plagues on Egypt. They witnessed that God protected the land of Goshen. They saw the Red Sea being parted. They drank the bitter water of Marah that turned into seed water. And then when they asked for meat, God sent quail. And they ate manna. Spring of water gushed out from the rock when Moses struck it. So they saw everything. They saw so many things. God blessed them in so many ways. And yet, when they were at the mouth of Canaan, they couldn't obey. They couldn't trust Moses. So when Moses showed them the signs, wonders, the power of God, they were happy. They were rejoicing. But when Moses was telling them something, if they didn't agree, they wouldn't listen to him. They even tried to stone him to death because they didn't trust him at all. So spiritual faith can be given only when you cast away evil from your heart. In that sense, the sons of Israel, they didn't cast away any evil. They were full of themselves. So they couldn't have spiritual faith. So we shouldn't be these foolish ones. We should have spiritual faith through obedience so that our faith will grow day by day and we'll be able to have the shield of faith. Faith is the power to make impossible possible. Faith is the shield to protect ourselves from the attacks of the devil. Let me conclude the message. Faith is the way for salvation and blessing, and it is a power to block all the attacks of the devil. In the history of Manmin, for the past 36 years, Senior Pastor has been teaching us only with faith. He only taught us about the faith, and he taught us about the blessing and glory that we can receive through faith. There could be tests and trials. But we've seen that our shepherd has been choosing only the way of death, of faith, even if it meant death. But so does that mean did the man of God die? Did the shepherd die? No. We've seen that they gave glory to God. They didn't die. Through faith, God healed so many diseases. We experienced such cool weather even in the hot summer days. And have seen the march of faith of the shepherd. And we were happy to see it. But just like the first generation of Exodus, if you just see it and know it, it can't be your faith. So if you can cultivate it as your own faith only when you actually put it into practice, when you actually obey the word of God. If you don't have the shield of faith, you can just fall. So what kind of faith do you have, and what kind of relationship do you have with the shepherd? And let us ask ourselves a question. What have we experienced in this church? It is the guaranteeing of God, the signs and wonders, the power of God. That is why we said we trusted the shepherd. So let us check ourselves whether we have true trust with the shepherd. And the devil has been trying to attack us to sever this connection of trust. But most of you have been overcoming, winning. But let us check ourselves once again. If we have true faith, we will not lose joy or happiness. We'll just try to keep the church, keep the members of the church. So this is the faith and obedience we can show before God. So I hope everybody will have strong shield of faith and give glory to God all the time.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.